I'm gonna lose my mind. Papa, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. What's that person doing? Okay, is the connection better now? Is the connection better now? I turned off my internet. I turned off my internet. Isn't that funny? Wouldn't it be funny if my connection was better? I'm getting some thumbs up. Wouldn't it be funny if my connection was better when I turned off my internet? Oh my god. Wouldn't that be fucking hilarious? Oh my god. I must have sounded so insane with it heavily cut out speaking before. Oh my god. But Pupper, do you have this is Oh, that was you. Okay. So to give you guys the little summation, I am sitting outside, vibing, chilling out, having a good time, you know, getting some fresh air, because I'm losing my mind, because my PC is fucking dead, and Sky Tech gave me, you can go choke on a fat fucking horse cock, that'd be so good for you, oh my god, that'd be so good for you, I'm so happy for you. On the motherboard, and guess what? I didn't leave no fucking plastic on the motherboard. I haven't touched the fucking motherboard. And you wanna know what else was wrong with it? You wanna know what else was wrong with it, chat? You guys aren't chat. You'll never be chat. You're fucking fake chat. You're not the real chat. You're not the real chat. Ooh, you guys are the imposter. You know what else was wrong with it? I'm gonna stop being a dipshit for a moment. You know what? You know what else is wrong with it then? Holy shit, you're not gonna believe this. You're not gonna believe it. Not enough thermal paste. I guess the fucking thingy that plugs into the GPU didn't have enough of the fucking juice. Well, I don't remember how it was described. I'll get like a whole list. But basically, the PC GPU is supposed to do a right, and the little thingamadoo that connects is like a wire, right? That shit, it's like because I don't know if that's like a fair analogy. Was that an analogy? What I just said? I don't think that was an analogy. I don't know what the fuck that was. I'm having a fucking holy shit, dude. Holy shit. I think somebody is like parked like right fucking here, man. I think somebody is like fucking their fucking headlights, dude. The fucking headlights, man. Turn off your fucking headlights. I'll fucking I'll walk up to the man and I'll fucking I won't do shit, man. I ain't gonna do shit. Are you kidding me? I'm gonna do shit. Fun fact, I almost called you chat, but you're not my chat. Fun fact, I had a little tub of water back here and I needed to remove the tub of water because, hey, you guys know what happens when you leave a tub of. Oh. You know, I really hope nobody kills anyone right now because I'm trying to have a good time. To be fair, I'm grossly exaggerating. All right, people don't like. There haven't been that many deaths around here, right? Just what happens is a lot of them, like, drive-bys and shit. So, like, there are a lot of, like, attempts, right? But, like, people. Sorry, I saw somebody. It's okay. People won't. God, if something happens, that would be amazing content. But the worst fucking part is that I'm not streaming. I'm on Twitter Space. I'm on fucking Twitter Space. So if somebody fucking pulls up on me, it's not even gonna be good content because I'm on Twitter Space. This shit ain't content. Fuck, man. I'm probably just very paranoid, you know. I got a nice little barrier between me and the people and stuff, right? But like, people can definitely see me. I'm just like fucking goblin mode, like hunched over, talking into my phone like a fucking lunatic, right? And people are like walking by and shit, man. As long as we don't make eye contact, it's not homosexual, right?
Yeah.
God. What was I gonna say? I was gonna talk about some stuff. Oh, like how fucked up my PC is. How fucked up my PC is. God, I keep seeing the lights. It's fucking me up. Yeah. So, never buy a computer from a computer company that is too heavily involved in the gaming sphere, right? When they're like, dude, we got the fucking gaming PCs, dude. We got the fuck. Oh my god, we have a Twitch channel, dude. We are like, oh my god, we're doing giveaways. No shit, you're doing giveaways. Nobody will fucking buy your computer except for idiots like me who are desperate in the middle of the fucking pandemic. And you are one of the only people that had anything in stock. I keep looking over to make sure nobody's looking at me. God, where's my dog? Are you doing? I hear poppy sounds, but I think it's just like a muffler. I think it's like a muffler thing. The exhaust thing. Pupper, what do you have to say? You have what? 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 You like being outside, right? Tell me! Tell me! Oh, there is a person right there. Be nice. Be nice, you're okay. You're okay. You're okay. Nope, I'm going back inside. You know what we are gonna do? We are gonna go hang out with the bunnies. Isn't that gonna be great? We're gonna go hang out with the bunnies. Because I don't like there was a person walking up to me out there. So we're going inside. We're gonna hang out with the bunnies. Not the dog. I got the TV blasting. Don't worry about it. We're gonna hang out in here with the bunnies. Where's the bunnies? You guys can't see them. It's kind of unfortunate, but that fucking spooked me. They were like, oh, they walked down. They started walking towards me. I don't like that, Chad. Oh, fuck me. You guys aren't Chad. I can't call you Chad. I can't call you Chad. You're not my Chad. They walked out. They stood in their doorway for a little bit, and I could just see them illuminated. I could see them illuminated, backlit. I'm gonna let the chunky baby. Oh, he had a food. And the baby princess out. Man, they walked down to their fucking house and they were just like staring for a little bit. And then they started fucking walking towards me, dude. They started fucking walking towards me. I ain't gonna fuck with that, man. I ain't gonna fuck with that. Maybe they just wanted to say hi. But who the fuck wants to say hi at fucking 9 p.m. at night? This is a mistake. You see this? Oh, he had a food too. Hi! You guys are very cute, but you don't make noise, so you're not as good of. Oh, I just dumped that on your head. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I know. Well, you love the attention. You love the attention. You guys can't see it, but I'm petting some very cute bunnies. I know you are absolutely incredibly jealous. You are incredibly jealous. You should be. And you should be. Okay, I'm gonna give these two idiots their food. Yeah! There you go. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to give you this, actually. I'm not. Wait. Oh. You're not supposed to get that much pellet food. You're supposed to limit the amount of food that you give your bunnies. Not, like, food, like, entirely, but you're supposed to give them. I'm not letting you out before you're a nightmare. You're supposed to limit, like, how much pellet you give them. Because they. Just, like, my God. They get like a lot of problems and stuff, right? So they're mostly supposed to eat their hay. But I see her little poop bowl's empty, and I'm like, no. Anyways, I'm gonna see what you guys are saying in the Discord. Hopefully it doesn't disconnect. I'm gonna try it. You know, worst case scenario, we just make another one of these fucking things, right? Worst case scenario, guy, I feel like I don't know. I started yelling and I felt like I needed more quiet, and then I don't know. I don't want them fucking like knocking on my door or whatever. God, hi, I'm sorry. Anyways. So how are you guys doing? Oh my god, she's here. I see you guys. I see you guys. What's up? Shut it down. What do you mean? What do you mean? Oh man. Oh man. Has anyone else's YouTube algorithm gotten a lot better lately? It's kind of random, right? Oh, wow. Oh my god, Princess. They have like these little two-store. I gotta like show a picture. Oh my god, Azure Lane did it. Oh. No, you two better not start fighting. Hold on. Hold on. So Princess and Pakora do not like each other. So I have to cover whichever one is not out at the moment. Because otherwise they will start fucking trying to murder each other because they're both silly billies. They're both such silly billies. They're silly little guys. Have I covered enough? Probably. If I see her going towards it, I'll cover it more. Tip of freestyle, you won't. Is that? Use the thread. Oh, there's a thread. No, there's not. There's AI spam, React content, and book club. There's no thread for this. Reminder, Pakora has a fucking monkey. Yeah, my little bunny has. Oh my god, you two. Are you still doing this? Okay. Stop it! Stop it! Oh my god. They. Stop it. Stop it. You get out. Oh, I'm getting locked in. Okay, we're just gonna let the princess out, okay? Oh, there is a thread. Oh, okay. They're not fighting. And technically, I am supposed to let them like do it, but I don't know. I feel like only let them be crazy in a more controlled environment. But basically that noise, I don't know if you guys could even hear that. Oh, the thread. There's a thread. Okay, whatever. Princess and the fat. I'm gonna call her Fatty. Princess and Fatty, are trying to like establish which one of the two is dominant, and so they like circle each other a bunch and like freak out. They're not like biting each other or like actually fighting, but they like get kind of crazy. And I don't want them doing it inside their bins. You know, I was like, well, hi, Princess. You walk right up to me. Hi. Okay, where's the Twitter space? Oh, there it is. There it is. Maybe I should bring on some guest speakers. Bring on some guest speakers. Yeah, they're arguing for dominance. They're not like fighting, but. Are you reading this? Yeah, I'm reading it. I might bring on a. I might bring on a guest speaker. I don't know. I don't know. If you wanna speak, feel free to request. I might just accept somebody. Let's see. Hello, what is up, motherfucker? Jackie, you have been added as a speaker. Do you have anything you would like to say? Anytime now, you can speak whenever you'd like, all right? Whenever you would like to.
Oh my god, my mic.
Hello?
What's up? How's it going? I'm gonna say
What the fuck are you? Are you at a party right now? What the fuck is going on?
Here, wait, is that better?
Yeah,
I had
that's
like
fine.
my headphones over my earbuds, I'm sorry.
Oh, that was cursed. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, it was a little gross, but.
It was.
We gaming.
You're gaming? What are you playing?
Gundam Evo.
Gundam, oh, Gundam Eva, all the new like Overwatch game type
Yeah, the
thing.
Overwatch clone. Yep. Very
That's,
fun.
oh, what do you, who do you main?
People are gonna get upset when I say Barbados, but that's just the man I am. I gotta play the
That's like
melee character.
that's a Genshin Impact character, I thought.
Is it? I don't play Genshin, so
Barbados?
I wouldn't know.
Ah.
This guy has a big, like, flail he swings around.
A big flail, a morning star.
I don't. It's just a big piece of metal, pretty honestly.
So was the game any good?
I really like it. I've been enjoying it a lot.
How long have you been playing it for?
Let's see here. A couple weeks, 45 hours.
Oh, that's pretty good. What's your rank?
Rank? I'm like rank 40, I think, somewhere around there.
Can somebody tell me, is that good or bad? Do we laugh at them or do we be like, oh
Oh,
my
I haven't
god,
played enough
cute
rank to actually have like a ranked rank. Okay. For ranked, I'm like the default, like bronze or silver, whatever. Silver 3.
Oh. What does 40 mean? I have no idea. You guys tell me. You guys tell me. I have no idea. All right, well, chat has no idea. They're just saying no idea. Oh, bronze? Oh my god, dude, you're in like bronze.
Oh
Holy
my,
shit.
I probably should just
Holy
uninstall.
shit.
Gonna uninstall my life right now.
That's so bad.
Maybe I should play a different character then.
Maybe. I don't know. I only know like very few Gundam. Or there's like Char Aznable does like the he has like the Zaku type 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then there's the unicorn one.
He's cool. He's got like AoE healing and armor and a
Oh yeah.
MG.
Oh, see. I might have to play.
It's
The
free.
Unicorn Gundam is voiced by the same person that does Azur Lane Unicorn, but I don't know if that's the same in the
No. Okay. So the way there's like, you can pick like 8 different voices for your
game.
pilot, and they all have like the same kind of default voice lines.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah. When are you gonna add your voice pack to this game?
I would like to, but I don't, learn projects like that, I don't know if I would ever, I mean,
On, that would be cool though.
Gundam, dude, that's kind of, I don't know, man, I don't know, don't eat
What are they eating?
that! Trash bag.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. No, everything's diable. Oh my god. Okay, oh, that's a ball of fluff. All right.
Do they go for chords as well?
We're actually pretty good about that. They don't really do that.
That's
Thankfully.
good.
Yeah. Do you have any pets?
I've got a dog right now.
Oh, what's your dog's
Yeah.
name?
Name is Louie. He's a good boy. He's
Louis.
a what do you call it? A poodle something.
Oh, I don't have.
Poodle golden doodle, golden doodle, golden retriever and a poodle.
I'm not gonna lie to you, man. That's kind of a stupid combination.
Yep, he is a he's a head ass a little bit. He
Yeah, I
craves
bet.
attention, but when I give him attention, he likes to nibble on my wrists.
That's kind of weird.
Yep. He's a goofy boy.
Well, as long as he's a good boy, I guess.
Yeah, he's nice sometimes.
All
Sometimes
right.
he gets overwhelmed when he gets pet too much and he's like, all right, I'm done.
Oh, easily overstimulated.
Yep. He's just like me for real.
Oh my God. All right, I'm gonna move on to the next requesting. All right, you have a good night, man.
Thank you, you too.
Yeah. All right, I'm kicking you out. Oh, there we go.
Hippolab!
Ah! Okay, I think did that work? That worked. All right, let's see here. Let's see here. Oh my, sock! I have given you speaker. Why did you go back into your cage? I let you out. I wish. Why are you back up there? Fucking bunnies are dumb as hell. Okay, I added sock to speaker, and then he kind of disappeared out of the list. So I don't really know what to say about that. All right, you're Ray next. We'll add a speaker. We'll make you a speaker, buddy. Buddy, old pal. You're Ray. Miss, haha. Hi.
Howdy, konbanwa, Usagi-chan.
Oh, konbanwa,
I regret to inform you, I have not been doing my reps. What I have been doing, though, is listening to Japanese girls' spaces.
I don't think that. Well, as long as you acknowledge the fact that it's not reps, you know.
I have learned that the word maji means like really.
Maji desu ka? Naruhodo.
The girl was she's like a whatchamacallit, a Idol Master fan, but she took
Oh.
English in high school, so she was able to explain to me what that meant. So that's something.
Oh, that is something. You were learning. Is she a VTuber or was she just doing like a random
No,
like
yeah,
space?
random space. She's just a fan of a Idol Master idol. I think her name is Haru.
Oh. Is she like a frequent spacer or a
No,
specie, whatever the fuck they call people who use the speaker frequently?
she's just wanted to try it out. I was lucky enough to.
How did you find this person?
She posted cute and funny Haru art.
Oh. Alrighty, have you played that game, Idol Master?
No, I watched the first season and I played the songs on repeat for a while when I was in high school.
How old are you now?
I'm 25.
How fucking old is Idol Master? Holy shit.
Oh, I think it came out.
What the fuck?
I think it came out in 2006, so it's not that old.
That's pretty fucking old, dude. That is fucking. What the fuck? Idol Master is that old? What the hell were they doing? Has it always been like games or like what the fuck is this?
Games, anime, merchandise, songs based on anime characters and on the games. Kind of like Love Live, but older.
I have no idea. I thought Love Live and Idol Master were all the same shit.
No, I mean the same that they're both idol shows, but they're like competition, like how you're not the same as other VTuber groups.
Oh.
So
What?
essentially, that's what you ladies are, your idols.
About that one. Tell me the premise of Idol Master. How does this work? They have the games and they have the songs, and I think there's like an anime or some shit. So like how does this work? Are the girls like competing against each other and then like they get dropped if they don't do well enough, like real idols, or like how does this work?
Sort of, kind of, but Idol Master isn't that grim dark, I suppose. I think the first group was like 3, 5, 6 or something. That was like the OG, if I'm remembering correctly. And yeah, there's some intra competition between each other, but I don't think
Sorry.
any. Oh, go ahead.
No, motherfucker, speak.
There's some like drama where like say one of the girls isn't as popular and she like not as cute, not as well endowed in the chest area. But other than that, none of them really like get kicked out.
Oh. What's the actual premise for these games?
I think it's like part rhythm game, part like idol manager, like kind of like a like you raise a pet or something, but the pet's the idol girl.
Oh, wait, I know one of these characters. Hold on, I had to look her up. Ryamu Yumemi. I've heard of her.
Yes, she's one of the Zoomer ones.
She's a Zoomer. I've seen people use her for like offensive memes pretty often.
Yes. Unfortunately or fortunately, that's your flavor of comedy.
Didn't she also get like canceled on Twitter despite being a fictional character?
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, I think so because, like, I don't know, like, either she was presented as too stinky or too emotionally unstable. I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, she's like the only one I've ever heard of. So her writer or whatever is doing something right.
Yeah. There have been idols that have been canceled, like in recent memory, like that one blood drive idol. Well, like she wasn't really an idol per se, but she was a mascot.
Blood drive.
Yeah, there's like a Red Cross blood drive in Japan, and they try to use like cute idol mascot girl to like you know get otakus to donate blood.
What the fuck? Did it work?
Yeah, not sort.
Okay, fine. The princess came up to me like she wanted attention, and then she sniffed my finger and then just ditched me. She's rude. Are there any buddy idol like bunny idol master girls?
There's several of them with skins. I'm sure.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, like real idols with bunny ears.
There is a Ojo-sama who has like a big forehead who carries around a bunny, I think. But that's about as close as you're gonna get.
No, that's better than nothing.
Yeah, she's one of the OG too.
All right. Well, do you have any final words? I'm gonna kick you out.
Once you get to the south, go pet some gators.
I'm already in the south.
Oh. Well, go find some and report back to us.
I don't want to. There's so many mosquitoes.
The temperature's dropping, so you should be fine.
All right, I'm kicking you out. Thank you for popping in.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-night.
Good night.
Idol Master. I don't know, I've been tempted to give one of those games a try, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, I have too many games. I already have too many games, I can't keep up with them. I was in love with Cult of the Lamb, and I never finished it. I was enjoying it so much. I'm gonna go on a mini tangent here. So I don't leave the house much, right? And recently, I don't know if she's talked about it on Seminole, but I went and I hung out with Sleepy Project, IRL. And we chilled like the whole day together, right? And there was a lot of other people around as well. And the nature of what we were doing, we had to like keep taking off like masks and stuff, right? And, like, we were in, like, a lot of crowded areas and stuff. And I'm sitting here like, man, I hope I did not get the coof. This will be my first time getting the coof I have not gotten. What are you doing? I've not gotten it yet. So now, like, just, like, the past few days, I've just been like, oh, my God. And I get, like, these spells of like chest pains and stuff, but I think it's just anxiety because I don't know whether or not I have COVID, and the thought of getting COVID makes me so anxious, especially because like my computer has been out of commission for what feels like forever now, And then if I get COVID, it's like, man, I'm just gonna have to fucking, like, power through it in stream anyways. Despite having the coof. Cause I don't wanna keep missing stream, you know? I don't wanna have to fucking miss so much stream time because my PC is fucking dead. And then whenever I get my fucking PC back, then be like, oh, well, sorry, still can't stream because I got that. You know? I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna invite on Roger. Alright, Roger, I've added you as a speaker. Is there anything you would like to say? You can just unmute your microphone whenever.
Oh shit, you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Okay, sorry. Oh, man,
just kidding. Okay, God.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Just playing some Doom.
Oh, which one?
Doom Eternal.
Oh, you having a good time?
Yes. Any game that tickles that brain that likes ultra violence is a good game, and usually. Although I can't play it. Fucking Bethesda being a piece of shit.
You can't play what?
I'm trying to log into the game, but like Bethesda, I have to like log into my account, and then I log in and it says, yeah, link your account. And I'm like, and I log in and it says it's already linked. So I'm like, okay, so I don't have to log in then. I should just be able to play.
Well, no, fuck you. Bethesda is pretty much just as bad as Blizzard.
Right?
They don't like you playing their games. They only like when you buy them.
Right? Pretty much. Yeah. Oh, time to play Ultra. Well, yes, that's... I can't play Doom.
Did you see there is another Skyrim release?
Yeah, I've like lost interest in any Skyrim releases.
They have released another Skyrim. This is this on the Switch. There is now two versions of Skyrim on the Switch.
Yeah, it's yeah, that's retarded.
It's amazing. Another one. Yeah, another one.
Yeah.
A fucking other one, to quote DJ Khaled.
Yeah. They're obviously, I mean, like, I'm pretty much preaching to the choir here and saying the most, like, basic bitch, like, obvious shit, but they're just, like, they're just milking it at this point. But it's like, is there even anything to, like, milk? Is there anything, like, milk left?
I don't know, man. I don't understand it, though, because it's like with Skyrim, it's not like, nothing even changes, right? Like, they do, like, the graphics upgrade, quote-unquote, right? But, like, it already looks like dog shit. You make it look slightly better. It's slightly better, dog. Nobody's playing those graphics. If you just have nice graphics on fucking Skyrim, you're going to be spending 10 hours fucking with Nexus mods and then another 5 hours sorting with your mod loader, trying to get everything to work.
Yep. Kind of a hot take. Why play Skyrim when you can play a better RPG, Cyberpunk?
I get it, buddy.
Oh, I knew I was gonna just create a riff at that one.
From what I have seen, all right, it is not a fair comparison because Cyberpunk is not a true like Skyrim-esque experience, right? Skyrim is like one of a kind, all right. Like not even Fallout captures the feeling of, like, Elder Scrolls, right? It's like, you can't... Cyberpunk's, like, not even...
Also, like, the entirety of, like... This is my another hot take. Like, outside of, like, Cyberpunk, the entirety of, like, the Souls series exists. Not even, like, not even mentioning fucking Elden Ring.
What did you say?
I said the entirety of the Souls series exists. Why play... Any...
To be fair, that's completely different. Now we're crossing genres, alright? I could be like, okay, well, what? Angry Birds exists, right? It's like...
Good point.
Yeah. Play New Vegas. No. People don't know what Souls are.
I'll play New Vegas when I, like, don't have to download, like, several mods just to make the game work.
Are you having that bad of a time with it?
I'm, like, interested in it, but it's, like, I don't have the will to, like, fight tooth and nail just to get it to run. I'll definitely get into it,
Vegas? What the hell?
Well, that's what I've heard. My friend's played it, and he, like, likes it, but, like, it was really annoying for him to set up.
In general, it's not worth playing any Bethesda game vanilla.
Pretty much.
They make a good foundation. They don't go all the way with it, so to speak.
Yeah, plus, wasn't New Vegas, like, it was made by the people who actually made the original Fallouts before Bethesda? Like, they just made it in, like, the Bethesda engine. So it's like the game's good because Bethesda didn't really let the actual original, like, makers make it, instead of making it the typical Bethesda schlock.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think so. Don't quote me on that. I might be wrong. That's just what I heard.
It gets a little confusing, right? Because it's like, when it comes to bringing on, like, the old creators, right? On one hand, you can be, like, from the studio that created blank, right? And then it's like, well, the studio could have completely different people in it by this point. Like, it's not even the same fucking
thing. That's what you noticed with that one game, Back for Blood. This whole thing was, like, the people who made Left 4 Dead, and, like, if you actually do research, it was, like, only, like a handful of, like, the actual team. And that game is actually, like, very, very, like, meh compared to Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, I think it wasn't it like I think that with Back for Blood, it was like three people and they were like much smaller parts of the team. It wasn't even like the lead fucking programmers or anything. It was just fucking
It was like the equivalent of like the janitor who worked in the studios or the intern. I'm over exaggerating, but it's like people who like the only real connection they have to Left 4 Dead is like they worked there. Like, well, I worked there, so therefore I know exactly what I'm doing. I can just perfectly recreate Left 4 Dead.
That's fucked up, man.
And it's like, no, you can't. Just play Left 4 Dead.
Play Left 4 Dead. People still do.
Exactly. I love how like Valve is just like that really weird company. They like don't really make, they barely make any games, but they'll like come out like someone like they'll like come out there like when the planets align every 100 years, come out with something like really great, and then just like they'll go back to like fucking limbo, cryo sleep.
Kinda, but then they came out with Half-Life Alyx, and that shit was kind of mid.
Honestly, I thought that was pretty funny.
Really?
My whole take on VR games, because like, I notice a lot of people will be like, well, like these VR games are very basic and they seem like mobile games, and it's like, I'm not saying they're exactly wrong, but the like playing in VR is like, you cannot really compare like playing in VR to like playing like a controller versus keyboard, because it's like being actually there and like interacting with the environment is like insane. It's like, yeah, the enemies are basic and they're not as like, and there's not as much content as there are in the base game, so it's also because it's like you got to be, VR is kind of like in that Atari phase. It's very basic and it's like we're kind of just setting up the building blocks. We got to be kind of careful and stuff like that.
You know what? I'm also going to add on to that. There's like a million and one of the fucking Portal offshoots now for some reason. Starring, who is it? Atlas and Peabody, I think is their names. Those games are always so fucking bland, dude.
Portal?
Yeah, all the little Portal spin-off games.
Oh, okay.
There's like the Portal Bridge Builder one for like the fucking Switch. There's the fucking VR Aperture Assembly Lab game, whatever the fuck it's called. There's a bunch of them.
I haven't looked into that, I guess.
They don't really advertise them. They just kind of appear out of the darkness.
They're summoned out of they're just summoned with black fucking voodoo magic.
They are.
Damn.
Well, it's fucked up.
It is.
All right, I'm gonna kick you out now. All right, do you have anything else to say?
Not really. Just don't do drugs. Oh yeah, one last thing I gotta say. So like, I was, like, just, like, hanging out on my porch, right? And there was, like, this, like, lady. She was, like, on her phone, like, talking to somebody. Then I started walking towards her, and she, like, freaked out and, like, went back inside her house. Like, I was just, I was just, like, walking towards you slightly. Like, what's wrong with you?
All right, well, that person is gone. All right, listen, man. You guys heard the dog growl, all right? Listen, man. That fucking... Like, why? It's fucking 9 o'clock at night. You don't need to walk up to somebody, right? You don't need to... What would cause you at 9 o'clock at night? It's pitch black outside. It's fucking pitch black outside, right? Why would you walk up to somebody who's sitting on their back porch? What do you stand to gain? What are you going to make conversation? 9 o'clock at night? Getting eaten by mosquitoes? Is that what you're going to do? That's not what you're going to fucking do, right, man? It's fucking 9 o'clock at night. You're not going to sit there getting eaten by mosquitoes. Oh, hi, how you doing? You know, we've never properly talked before. How are you? No! Making friends at 9 o'clock at night. Oh, my God. They're being friendly, they're not. Oh my gosh, so many. They did it for the meme. They're actually a viewer. Actually, unironically, they're a viewer, and they're like, no fucking way. Is that people? Is that people? Oh god. You guys are posting so many comments. Oh, she's so cute. She's so cute. Friendly? Friendly? Beware the night walker. The masculine artist bring up the men walking alone at night. No. Yes, it was me, Pippa. Alright, what color was your house? You weren't that big yet. Mm. Oh my god, Slippa art! Slam King Slippa! He's approaching me, he must be a psycho murderer. Just a fucking 90 minute! It's fucking 9 o'clock at night! It's 9 o'clock at night! Why? You're not fucking walking up to somebody and not... Okay. Alright, chat. POV. Also, for those of you who just came in, alright, I'm not schizophrenic, okay? I'm talking go to discord.gg/phase-connect, or maybe there's no hyphen, I don't remember. But point is, you go in there and there's like a little Twitter space thread and you can talk in there. Okay, now that we got that out of the way. POV. You're in your house. It is 9 o'clock at night. Pitch black. Pretty chilly out. Can you guys hear that fucking rabbit? Okay. It's 9 o'clock at night. You're in your house? Right? Maybe hear some laughing or whatever, right? Go outside. And you see a woman sitting on her back porch. Alright? This is not Left 4 Dead. It's not a witch. There's no reason to approach. There's literally none. There's a fence between you. Granted, it's not a very good fence. You could very easily just kind of go over it. But still. Your porch! Back porch, yeah, back porch! She has a side quest! Oh my god. How hot is she? 0. What is Pippa talking about? Don't worry about it. What if he wanted directions? He just walked out of his house! What do you mean? Side quest! Shabayan Enjoyer has questions for you. Well, I don't see them in the request. Oh, I do see times Pippa was right in my request, though. I would like to speak to this person. Hello, times Pippa was right. All right, I have given you microphone privileges. You are free to tell me that I am correct right now. Whenever you feel like it. whenever you feel like speaking, there's an unmute button, and you can tap that, and you can be like, Pippa, you are totally correct. You are not just going...
Okay. This is so surprising for me, but yeah, Pippa, you are often correct. Let's put it that way.
See, that's how I've always felt, and sometimes people don't understand that, but I know I am often correct.
Yeah, at least 33% of the time.
I don't know if that counts as often. I think that's less than half, actually.
It's a statistically significant number. Like, you know, if you were like an investment banker or something, and
maybe in the amount of people dying of AIDS, but not in how often you're fucking correct about your opinions. What the hell?
Okay, first of all, the general population is not... Am I feedbacking? Sorry. The general population is not going to die from AIDS at 33% rate. There's a certain community that might, but not gen pop.
Okay.
Dude, why did you add me? What are you thinking? Don't you think this is an anti-account?
I just wanted validation, and you started talking about people dying, alright?
That was you!
I'm actually being gaslit. The conversation takes such a dark turn like that. That's kind of fucked up, dude.
I'm actually being gaslit by a person that thinks they're talking to like 500 people, and it's really just voices in her head because she didn't take her fucking meds.
I will not take my meds, alright? When you take your fucking meds, listen.
Okay.
Unironically, I'm not on YouTube, so I can't be taken down for whatever weird shit Susan feels like taking me down for. Alright, but like unironically? Alright? The worst part is not even like the medications, right? It's when you fucking go to like the doctor to get like diagnosed or whatever, right? That's when you get put in the fucking system, right?
Bro.
That's when the government fucking decides that they wanna do some more culling and shit, right? Which is what they fucking did recently and what they're gonna do because mail-in ballot season is coming soon. All right. What they will do, right, is they will do shit that like targets people that have like certain disabilities or certain like neurodivergencies or whatever, right? And they will do shit
like right? Ship them two Daniel Defense fucking AR-15s that are totally ready to go with like 1,000 rounds of ammunition.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and it's not even the medication, right? Meds, you know, the big meme is about meds, but what you should actually unironically be afraid of, all right, is the fucking system that you get put into. Okay?
Yeah, trust me, I know.
Personal
experience.
Personal experience.
Well, have you had like when I was like, I think it was like 22 or something, and I went to a shrink for work. And I think, okay, no, I guess I was a little younger than that. This was like around 2012, I'll say that. So like all the Edward Snowden shit had just come out. And And so I was answering the DSM-4, because it was the DSM-4 at that point, not 5, questionnaire or whatever. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get pinged for, like, paranoid personality disorder for sure, because all of this shit is true. It's like, do you think the government is watching this? Like, yeah, I think that, but not, like, necessarily me individually, but I know for a fucking fact they are, right? So, I was just answering all this shit honestly, and this dude just basically like profiled me, like, oh, I've dealt with plenty of people that have paranoid personality disorder, PPD and stuff. And I'm like, okay, fuck this. I'm not coming back here. Like, I'm already screwed. So, I basically just went fucking like self medication for a little bit after that. Bad times.
Well, I don't know about advocating self medication.
I am not advocating. And I'm saying I did do that. It was a huge mistake. Definitely not a proponent of that.
Yeah.
Miss drinks moonshine to deal with her fucking tooth pain for 6 months when she should just go to the dentist. Because chat was right.
All
right,
motherfucker, you shut the fuck up. All right? All right, you shut the fuck up.
Mad because true.
No. Listen, times Pippa was right is now times Pippa was right was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's my account name. And I'm telling you right now, fuck you.
Okay.
All right. We went from a very serious conversation just now. All right, we were speaking the truth, and you sidetracked that shit, man.
Yeah, I have a bad habit of doing shit like that, but
Jesus, man.
It's all from.
Anyways, just to be clear, don't self-medicate.
Hmm? Yeah, yeah, it's all from a place of love, Pippo. Like everybody loves you for real.
Aww.
So. It's the truth. About. I do have to go. I do have to go back to work though, so it's probably a good time for me to bounce anyway.
Okay. Bye, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for stopping in. Okay, I'm gonna kick the remote from speakers. Time to go back to the back to work. What was he doing? Do you think he like ran into the bathroom or something real quick? Or like, oh, gotta go take a call, and just kind of like disappeared into the bathroom? You better not be trying to start shit with Bakura. I will eat you. I will grab your little fluffy bunny tail, and I'll just, you know. I don't understand, chat. I watch a lot of, like, pet care videos, right? I watch a lot of rabbit care videos, and they're like, you only need to change your bunny's litter box, like, every 2 or 3 days. And you know what? That hasn't been fucking working for me, alright? They absolutely destroy their little... They have, like, these potty pads and then some, like, bedding on top of it, and they end up, like, just absolutely destroying them, man. And it's like, well, I don't want them walking around in their own fucking... urine and shit, you know, like they have like the tips of their ears are like yellow from touching the urine, and it's like, I don't think it's supposed to be like that. So I'm making the executive decision. I've been through like a bunch of different housing setups for these little critters until I found one that worked, and I think as soon as I start doing like the potty pads every day, which I started doing a couple days ago, that they are going to be much better off hygienic-wise. I think it's just... I don't know. They're not, like, all in the same space. So, you would think that... those guide videos would be fine, but... I don't know. Maybe I'm not using enough, like, bedding on top or something? Or maybe they just spend more time than... Well, I don't know. I don't like seeing the little tips of their ears have urine on them, though. It makes me sad. So, I'm gonna do the changing out their stuff every single day, and hopefully that'll fix that. I got very sidetracked. Oh my god, there's a little bunny! I'm, like, laying in the bunny room. I'm just laying here, man. I'm laying with the bunny. Am I in here? Anyways. What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. Well, there's no distractions, chat. I'm going to enlighten you, chat. I'm gonna fucking enlighten you. Alright? Again, with the medication shit, chat. Listen, medication is like a meme, right? The whole, like, oh, don't take the meds. You know, it's a meme. As a meme. But there are a lot of fucked up things with medication, right? They get you more like antidepressants and stuff. And when they do that, right? Also, I'm speaking from experience here. I went on antidepressants. It sucked all the life out of me, all right? I was like, I am a zombie. I am okay with this. I am okay with that. And I think that's what a lot of medication is unironically designed to do. Maybe not designed, but I think medication that has like that as like a side effect, you know, is acceptable, because I think maybe this is a little bit pushing it, but like if you have a population and stuff that's more dumbed down, you know, is more like okay with things. Easier to control. And I think that's why stuff like having medication where the side effects are like, oh, you kill yourself or you become like a hollow shell of what you once were, either mentally or physically, is okay and not treated as like something that should be more seriously looked at? I don't know. You know what I mean, though? There's all this other stuff. It's like, if medication gives you a rash, it's an issue, right? But, like, Not if it makes you want to kill yourself? I don't know. Isn't there something a little weird about that? I don't know. I don't know. But anyways, that's just like... I think the more concerning thing is the fact that you get put into these databases and shit, you know? The fact that you get put on these lists and, like... Man, it can fuck with all kinds of stuff, you know? It can fuck with, like, your insurance being labeled as, like, a high-risk individual or making it so, like, you can't check yourself out at the hospital and all this kind of shit, you know? It's like... I'm sure I have a lot of issues, but I'm not going to go to the fucking doctor and get them all diagnosed, because why would I do that? Why would I put myself in a fucking database where they're going to be like, Pippa, I don't know if Pippa should be allowed to check herself out of the hospital. Or, you know, Pippa's insurance rates, I think we should up those, you know, because potentially, you know, well, she has this one thing, so it could eventually lead to this other thing or whatever. You know, it's like, I just don't think it's worth it. I just don't. I don't know. Anyways. But Pippa, you will get a free AR in 4 working weeks. That is true. That is true. Yeah, red flag laws. Oh, Winston, you got your Lewin sticker. Nice. For those of you who don't know, it's probably much faster shipping time than... Am I allowed to say this? I think Lewin shipping time is cheaper and faster than the official merchandise. So if you guys want a cute little piece of Pippa art, go to Lewud and you can get a little sticker. Super fast, it was super fast. Faster than Woofle has one too. Oh my god. Yeah, I saw Winstrom say that, post it, and I was like, oh my god! Oh my god! It is, ironically, oh man. Oh man, scalper love. It's not scalping, it's original fan merch. I think recently, I don't know if it got published, but the Phase Connect did recently, lower its, fan content, like, guidelines. So now like the fan content restrictions are a lot less strict. I need to get up. I am going to hold on. I'm gonna mute for a second. I am going to go grab something. I don't know why I'm muted. I can't. I guess because I didn't want like a lot of digging sounds. But I can't find it. I'm trying to find it. Oh, there it is. Hi. Okay. I got my phone cord and I've got my cord thing and I'm gonna plug my phone in. I keep forgetting the charger. It's at like 10%. Can you believe that shit? Can you guys even hear me? Can you hear me? I don't even know if you can hear me or not. Wait, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Oh my god. There we go. And now, I gotta really like keep it wet, because if the boys even chomp this a tank, It's gone. My phone cord's a fucking gone. If they even chump a little bit. Okay, so now I'm gonna get comfy. I have a whole ass comforter in here. Sometimes I like to just sleep in here. Alright. I like to just sleep in here. Alright, there isn't actually like a bed or anything in here, but I just, you know, it's the cute bunnies. The cute bunnies are in here. So clearly it's okay if I sleep in here. You know, my people. Okay, now I will get comfy again. Oh yes, I am all bundled up in my bunny room. And my phone is charging. I should have grabbed a drink. I'm so dumb. Oh well, I'll go grab one later. Let's see here. Wait, when is Jackie saying requested and stuff again? I already let you speak. I think this thing is just really fucky wucky. I mean, I have a DM. Oh, a nice DM wishing my PC well. I don't know how, like, man, they should fix Twitter spaces. It's kind of fucked up, you know? It'll say, like, the same people are requesting over and over. And there's no way to, like, refresh the list, I don't think. Where's my art book, Sakuna? Did he ever finish the art book? I have no idea. Why is Pippa dead? I'm not dead! Use Twitcast instead. What is Twitcast? Oh, then we're gonna get go. Twitter spaces are no longer in development. They're probably gonna drop them as a feature. Supposedly, Twitter doesn't care about any of its fucking features. And for some reason, they have developed them all. And they're probably just gonna drop them. Also, why do I see Michael in here? Michael, what are you doing? Michael, why are you? Sorry, I'm getting comfy. I'm getting extra comfy. Okay, there we go. I'm so lazy. I can't even be bothered to sit down and do this. I just wanna hang out with my money and all. Goodbye, oh my god, don't send me fucking sneak posts. Fuck you. Twitter is a mess of a corp. Man, I thought about how I should have grabbed a drink, and now my throat is so dry. Now I'm like, man, I didn't need a drink to survive. Man, I don't. Michael, why are you here? Michael, I'm gonna invite to speak. Make me subconscious, man. You wanna come in? You wanna say something? You wanna show your platform? You wanna show it? Yeah, right now it says Mr. Jamez, Jackie, Roger, and Big Swede are requesting to speak. And I'm sure there's more people than that. I'm sure there's people that I'd like to talk to requesting. Not that I don't want to talk to you guys, but I already talked to Jackie and Roger. Did I talk to Mr. James? I don't know. Who else is here? It doesn't show me everybody. It just shows me a few people. Okay, well, that's not very nice. I'm requested by accident earlier. I'm too shy. Me's a requested? No, definitely not me. Wow. Okay, I'm gonna, let's see here. Mr. James, you have been added as a speaker. Feel free to unmute your microphone whenever you see fit.
Okay, well.
Oh. How's it going?
It's going just fine. I don't know if you remember, I'm the guy that made the Pippa gun a couple weeks ago.
I do remember with the bunny.
Yeah.
The bunny outfit, the like tight skin one.
Yeah, I'm very proud of that one.
Oh, I was very amazed by it. That was excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
you're welcome. I got one of my followers actually gave me the idea, so I can't take complete credit for it, but I love it. It's one of my favorites. I've got it laying over against my PC right there.
Oh, hell yeah. Have you actually like taken it out shooting or anything?
A little. Well, not the lower, which is the part that I've 3D printed. The upper has been used before, but that lower. But I mean, I built half a dozen printed lower, so it'll be fine. But I'm probably going to take it out this weekend or so.
All right on.
I'll try and get the video.
You do a lot of 3D printing.
Yeah, I actually just finished another rifle today.
Jesus. What one is that?
let me look around my room. Let's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's a couple unfinished ones in the closet, and I don't know how many, so there's quite a few.
Holy shit. How do you have enough space for all that?
I really don't. they just kind of pile up. Most of the real guns, except for my bed gun, go in the gun safe. But I ran out of room in the gun safe for some of the 3D printed ones. So,
you gotta get a gun bucket. That's how we rednecks do it. You just throw them all in a fucking 5-gallon bucket.
Well, you see, with the way things are now. At least in certain parts of the house, I'm never without being within arm's reach of a gun. So, you know.
That's pretty based.
Oh, yeah. But, the new one I finished today is going to be a hunting rifle. So it's actually practical and not quite as goofy as some of my other ones.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't think I'll be the first person to get a deer with a 3D printed gun, but. I still want to do it.
Well, oh, you're going to go deer hunting with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you gotta post whatever trophy you get then.
Oh, of course I will. I might even make a video about it.
Oh, hell yeah. Man, that's hype as hell. Did you give it, like, any special designs or anything? Or did you make it just kind of flat?
This was just kind of basic because I wanted to try out a new lower design. I don't know if he's listening, but shout out to my boy Bumpy Big Lou, who designed the Monopoly AR lower.
Oh, do you do any designing or mostly print?
The most I can do when it comes to designing is I can put anime girls on the side of an existing design. I am not very good at CAD design. Part of that is because I did not have a good computer until recently. I've always just had crappy laptops. So now that I have a PC that's actually capable of running it, I might eventually try to design something.
Man, the fucking software and shit is too complicated for me, man. I've looked at that shit and it's I don't know, man.
No, I get it. I get it. I'm not very technologically literate either. Like, I mean,
too much.
I mean, a few months ago, like, you know, it's kind of inspired by you. I decided to make myself a VTuber just for the hell of it, just for the fun of it. And it took me so fucking long to figure out how to do all of this software and shit and like OBS and getting everything connected. Like, it still gives me trouble. My streams are in no way professional.
Yeah, I think you got a V-Roid model, right?
Yeah, I made a V-Roid model. I did it myself, and I even learned how to do some of the textures myself, which was fun, but it took a while.
Oh, well, I mean, at least you can say you did it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I made myself a Halloween version as well, like a zombie version of my model, so that was fun.
Make sure to back up all your models. I've ended up losing treasured creations because
yeah,
shit gets long. Yeah,
I try to back up everything to OneDrive. So,
Well, right on, man. Alrighty, you got anything else to say? I'm gonna kick you out.
No, I like watching your streams. You're pretty much the only VTuber I go out of my way to watch. If you ever want to come hang out, you know, I stream a couple times a week. You can come talk to me if you want to.
Oh, okay, where do you stream at?
On YouTube. If you go to Linktree/MrJMats, I've got everything on there. Both my YouTube channels and everything else.
I will check out your streams then.
Thank you so much, Pippa.
No, you're welcome. It's no problem.
Thanks a lot for talking.
Hell yeah, brother. Bye-bye. Later. Wait, how do I... There we go. There we go. I suddenly got very sleepy, chat. Not because Mr. Jamez is born, but because I'm all bundled up on the floor. Man, 3D printing is so cool. 3D printing is so cool, chat. 3D printing is the future. 3D printing is great, and then they're gonna... I know they're gonna ruin it, chat. I know they're gonna ruin it, because you know what they're gonna do? You know what the government is gonna do? They're gonna do something like what they did with... Not, they didn't do it, but, regular, like, 2D printer, right? Like, paper printers, you know? Those... What they do with those, right? Is they have, like, the proprietary ink cartridges. So you have to keep going back to the store and buying more ink cartridges in order to be able to keep using a printer, right? And I don't think they're going to do exactly that with, like, the filaments and stuff with 3D printers, but I think what they're eventually going to do is they're gonna probably stage some shootings or whatever with fucking 3D printed guns. And what they're going to do is they're going to be like, oh, well, 3D printers can now only print things that have been, registered into these approved databases, these websites. I keep using the word database. I don't want it to be like, oh, databases are the boogeyman or whatever, right? But what they're gonna do, I just know it. They're gonna make these websites. Well, they have like these websites, right, where you can like upload different schematics, you know, and with some 3D printers you can just like pull those up right on the printer. And they're gonna make it so all 3D printers have to be connected to the internet, and they can only print schematics that have been uploaded to these specific websites, and those specific websites are gonna be legally liable for anything that gets uploaded on there, and that's how people are gonna control them, right? That's how the government's gonna control these websites and make it so you can't 3D print gun parts and stuff anymore. I just know it, you know? That's just like the logical, that's just the logical like next step with these things. Once they start like getting a bit more savvy to it. But they're more focused on like real guns and stuff right now. They're more focused on real guns. But I'm just saying that's eventually what's gonna happen. Okay, what are you guys saying? I'm sitting here, like, falling asleep with my eyes closed. Are we all on a list by proxy now? No! 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 Don't worry, 3D printers are all open source. They can't do shit until they do, alright? Because right now, they're open source. But you know what they're gonna do in the future? Is they're gonna make the 3D printing companies liable for whatever people 3D print with the machines. And in order for the companies to not get sued into oblivion by people who get their family members shot up, all right, by people that have been given these fucking guns, all right, is they're gonna be like, okay, well, just to make sure nobody's printing any sus shit, we're gonna make it so they can only download from stuff that we approve, right? And that's how they're gonna control guns. 3D printed guns. Then you build your own printer. That's hard. You can make your own filament. What? By recycling plastic too? What? Are you serious? I guess it shouldn't surprise me that much, but like, cracks exist, Pippa? I mean, yeah, they exist with, like, iPhones to download fucking modded apps and shit, too, but then iPhone has, like, these million and one ways to try and control it. Like, oh, you can only have untrusted apps for 1 week, and then we delete them, and blah, 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 blah. You can build a 3D printer using Legos, Pippa? They're gonna ban that. That's too much power. Once 3D printers start getting better and better, they're gonna ban that. They're gonna ban that. They're gonna do everything in their power to stop you from having power. Recycle plastic into 3D printer filaments? I guess. I don't know. I don't know. How, Pippa? I don't know. They're gonna find a fucking way, though. That's what they do. That's what they fucking do. I'm so cozy. My torso is a bit cold because it's pressed against the floor, right? And my legs are like propped up on some towels. I put towels into some of the bunny pins, like in some spots on the bunny pins, so that way they have like some soft areas to hang out too, you know? And I've got my legs. I should build myself like a comfier bed. You know, the torso is like the most important part. Survival time, survival tip time with Pipkin Peppa. If you're ever in a situation where you're trying to control or regulate your body temperature, the best thing that you can do is focus on your chest area. Because basically, if your chest and like your heart is warm, right, then the rest of your body is gonna like keep on pumping and it's gonna be warmer, right? Like you might be like, oh well, my feet are gonna freeze off. I'm gonna try and bundle up my feet. You know, you can lose your feet to frostbite, but you can't drop in temperature on in your torso, because then you're gonna actually die. Lisa's here. Lisa? Where do you guys see Lisa? Oh, Lisa's listening, huh? Lisa! Lisa, no! Focus on chest. No, not on Pippa's chest, no. What? Lisa, ma! Ma! Lisa? There was a Lisa. Oh, cute Lisa art! Flash posted a cute Lisa art. Oh my god. Oh, I'm so comfy. I'm so comfy, like you wouldn't even believe right now, Chad. I could just snooze right here. I could just snooze right here. I should put a towel underneath my chest and then I could just... I could just go sleeping. Well, that wouldn't be very good. You guys would hear me snore. I'm pretty sure I snore. I don't know. Also, the baby princess is still... And God knows what she's going to do. I should probably cover my phone before so she doesn't eat it. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take one of these towels. And I'm going to put it. Nope, I talked to her by accident. Chat, I'm making right now the comfiest little bed out of towels. Oh my god, you wouldn't even believe it. The comfy little bed I'm making right now. Also, I got my box of merchandise in here. My box of minis can get merchandise. Oh my god! No, hell yeah, I'm so fucking comfy. Yeah. Princess, I'm walking over to me all confused. Like, what are you doing? I'm used to you being weird, but you're so weird. It's so weird. Pippa snores, now you can confirm if you do with Chad. Chad, do you guys snore? Yes, I'm making the nest. I'm making the nest. Yeah. Here we go. Let me try it. There we go, now. Yes, it's covered at least a little bit, though. You snore, Chad. To snore, I'd have to sleep. Fuzzy, Pippa, I didn't sneeze. Sleep apnea again? What is sleep apnea? Oh my god, look at that little bunny. Look at that little bunny stretch. Oh my god, I need another bunny stretch, woman. That is so cute. That is so cute. I don't know, maybe. Maybe more of a drooler than a snore. Oh man, I drool too. I drool and I snore. And sometimes I wake up and I'm like hanging halfway off the bed. I'm like, I often wake up laying horizontally. I am the worst at sleeping, you know? I just... Oh my god, that eye is cute. That eye is so cute. I'm trying to read chat, but my eyes keep closing. How cold is it over there? It's pretty cold. I don't know if my microphone is down here. Can I, like... What if I get comfy and I just, like, kind of talk like this, you know? I just kind of... whisper to you guys. Is that okay? I don't know if you guys can hear me if I talk like this. I don't know, I can't read chat like that. Come on. Oh my god, what are you getting into? Deep sleep chat's doing it. I need to. There we go. We enjoy this greatly. We all should be in your sleepy hours. Sleepy hours. A little quiet. Okay, I'll speak up. I've never heard myself snore, but I've never been awake while I was asleep here. You know, that would make sense. That would make sense. Sleepy tip stream. Getting sleepy now. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, sleepy chat. Go to sleep now. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Is that how the song goes? I don't think that's how that goes. How do you guys sleep? Like, what position do you guys sleep in? You just woke up. You just woke up. Oh. I'm trying to get into my sleeping position. I sleep on my stomach. Oh my. Does anybody else do that? I like to sleep on my stomach with my arms curled underneath me, you know? I don't know how to describe it, but, like, you know, like, with my elbows, like, my arms folded in, and, like, my elbows pointed outwards, kind of. I don't know. Like, hands kind of against collarbones. Does that make sense? There we go. Can I get a better angle for my phone? Maybe not. Nope, hold on. Stop it, I'm driving! Half past 4 in the morning, too late to sleep. Oh, there we go. Oh no. Like a cat kind of, no. So comfy. You're too sleepy. Fetal position? What? Oh my cat, that's a cute cat. I like your cat. Keep that in mind as I drive. Here I am. Save part of your property. I've become so numb, I can feel you there. Not a scam, please connect, not a scam. How long is the delay? I don't know, I just saw your message. No measures, comfy pippa. That is a stupid sign. You don't hop. I never had. He's lying in a restaurant with. Oh my god! Look at that little buddy. He's watching vegetables on his phone. He's watching. What was that? Oh, gecko! I like your gecko. Oh, my desk passed out. Oh, I've fallen asleep at my desk before. And when you wake up, it's the most uncomfortable experience in the world. It's the most uncomfortable experience in the world. I hate it so much. Sleep on the ceiling, cold air is heavier. What? What? I like your gecko. When I was in school, however, I slept at the wheel. Wait a minute. It's literally impossible for me to sleep not laying down. Really? See, I like... Maybe this sounds weird. But the easiest way for me... I gotta speak English. The easiest way for me to fall asleep... Hands down, by far, I can pass out no problem. Is on the bus. Just kind of leaned against the window. Usually using my hoodie as like some cushion. Because otherwise your head rattles against the window and it's very uncomfortable. I fall asleep so easy. Like, I fall asleep so easy. Just leaned against... Sitting there on the bus, leaned against the window. Somebody's like, me for real? Oh, yeah, that's the spot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why is that comfy? I don't know. It's so comfy, though, isn't it? It's so comfy, though, isn't it? It's so easy to sleep on the bus. It is. It is. I want a chair. I want a chair that simulates being on the bus. Oh my god, can you imagine? Can you imagine if you could just buy like it's a sleep aid. You can use your insurance to buy it. And it's a bus seat with a fucking window pillow thing beside it. It's a bus seat with a wall beside it. And you switch it on and you can simulate normal road, gravel road, and pothole road. Oh, that would be so nice. Oh, it's so hard to keep my eyes open. I open my eyes, talk to chat, and my eyes are like, no. No. Oh, Pippa, close your eyes. My allergies are so bad in here. My allergies are so bad in here. I fall now. I have two sides. There, the fog is coming. The fog is coming. The fog is coming. Go to bed. No, I'm talking. Pippa, consume Adderall. No, stop making me yawn. No! I'm trying to think. God, your gecko is so cute. I love your gecko. I'm trying to think. Oh, your cats are cute. I like your cats. Allergic to bunnies? No, I'm allergic to hay. I'm allergic to hay. Not allergic to bunnies. Full fecal coffee milk. What the hell? People sleep. Someone sing a lullaby. Kitsuji mofu mofu, inama moko moko, watame fuwa fuwa, dodon dodon. Oyasumi. Kyo no mari. Is that how it goes? I don't know. I don't know. I love Lies of Me so much, though. I know that much. Well, you know, I love Lies of Me so much, Jack. God. I was going through my files, and I found stuff about Lies of Me from, like, really, really. I don't know if I've ever explained. I tend to get it kind of, like, mixed up. Because it all happened so fast. But my introduction to VTubers. I'm pretty sure the first clip... No, let's start from the very beginning. Okay, the first time I ever encountered VTubers, I was playing RLCraft, right? I was playing some stupidly hard Minecraft mod, and I hated it. And there was this video playing in the background, and I remember they were talking about Kizna Ai. They were talking about Kizna Ai, how she had, like, been finding success in Japan. And I was like, that's pretty cool. Knowing Japan is going to be a dead-end project and nothing's going to come of it. But, so, after that, I didn't hear anything about VTubers again for a very, very long time. A very, very long, very, very long time. And then when the pandemic happened, I was on YouTube and I saw a Pecora clip. I think that was the first thing I ever saw, was a Pecora clip. I think it was Pecora and Miko? I'm not sure. And from there, I started watching Minato Aqua. I really loved Aqua. I loved all her Minecraft stuff. And she was so relatable. I was so obsessed with her for a while. And I didn't really mean to stop watching her, but, like, I just kind of did. And I got more into, like, Pecora, and then I got more... There's somebody else I got really into. I can't remember who. There was somebody else. But then I found Watame, and at first I was like, wow, she's pretty cute. You know, and I watched some clips and stuff, and she didn't, like, immediately click with me. You know, like, Minato Aqua was definitely my Yoshi. First and foremost, right? And I was kind of watching some Watame, and I was like, yeah, she's pretty cute. And then, I don't know how, but, like, she just kind of, like, snuck her way into being my Yoshi, you know? Like, I didn't mean for it to happen. I didn't, like, consciously make the decision, like, yeah, I want to watch more Watame. I'm gonna binge all these Watame clips, or whatever. I'm gonna put on her streams every time I'm sleepy or lonely or in pain or whatever, you know? I didn't mean for it to happen, but it just kind of did, and I ended up going to all her stuff, like, whenever I'm, like, in pain, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna put on a Watame concert, and that'll fill me with inspiration to keep going and to stay strong, and if I'm trying to fall asleep, I'll put on a Watame stream, and I'll repeat the words, try and get a better feel for Japanese, and just in general, she's really pleasant to listen to, and I love her. She puts out so much members content. You guys gotta join her membership. It's so crazy, you know? It's so crazy. She's such an amazing VTuber. Pippa Simp, shut up. You love her, I love her. Oh, there's a cute guinea pig. For me, it was late spring of 2020. Ooh, Aquadile. That might have been around when I got into VTubers, I don't know. I don't know, I'm trying to remember. I think it must have been in April. It must have been in April. Is that spring? I don't know. My first interaction with Hololive was that clip. Oh man, you're talking about that clip where it's Miko, and she's playing GTA, and she runs over a dog, right? You're talking about that one? Oh my god, you have art of your gecko, what the hell? I found Hololive before Pippa? Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, that clip. Stay home! Oh my god, there is quite a delay. There is quite a delay. It's like a 1 minute delay. Your first experience I've had with VTubers, I haven't really gotten into anyone else. Really? I feel like I'm like such bottom of the barrel V to work on then, you know, like I don't know. There's so much other like amazing content out there. I can't imagine somebody like only watching my stuff. Especially because I feel like a lot of my content is very heavily inspired by a lot of other VTuber content, so it's meant to be like a bit more like meta kind of jokes about it and stuff. I don't know. You know? My first VTuber clip was Pikami. Pikami is magical. Such a shame that the other people in her company aren't like popping off as much as she is, because they're great. She's great. She's great. Oh, thank you guys. You're good. I'm getting a lot of nice messages. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Thank you. My content is great though. Thank you. Tomoshiko is cute. And ironic, I've been watching. Torko, oh my god, what the hell? This is Bob. I said, oh, thank you. Vomps has such a great art style. Vomps has such a good art style. Dude, I like Pikami's newer models and stuff, but her like original model and just the general style of Vomps is so good. It's so iconic. It's so iconic, man. There is no mistaking them for anybody else. Except for maybe Pokemon. Our color gun is scary, yes. Yeah. Audio design bestie. Super love, chat love. God, I can't believe there's more of a delay here than there is on YouTube. It already felt like the YouTube delay was insane, and now you have this delay. It's even worse. Those Gary models were inspired. They were, oh my god, that's a holding a gun. What the hell? That's a holding a gun. Oh my god. It's almost midnight. Why the fuck are people launching fireworks there? I don't know. Why are they launching fireworks? If I feel the same way, would you? You feel about what to make people love? Oh my god. Oh. Wish there wasn't as much of a delay, yeah. I can't believe the delay is so bad! Why is it so bad? When somebody calls in, it's like instant, but when I'm just talking to you, it's not bad? How does that work? How the fuck does that work? When somebody answers, are they just like shot back to reality? Like, oh, no, no. I'll be like, yeah, so the car is red. The college is purple. And they're gonna be like, what? And they'll be like, yeah, Barney the dinosaur. And they're gonna be like, what? Is that why so many people are caught off guard when I add them a speaker? Yeah, I know. Twitter cheaped out. Twitter's a bunch of cheap ass. I love your gecko. Twitter's a bunch of cheap ass. Oh, that's a cute cat. Look at that cute little cat. Got like a little orange stripe.
Orange stripe when you said it on his head. I did not get into VTubers until I watched Hanamaki. Speaking of me, son. What's her name? Pika? Malatika? I didn't even mean to watch somebody from Niji Sanji. Not that, like, I would be like, oh, no, I'm not gonna watch them because they're part of Niji Sanji or whatever, right? But just, like, I wasn't, like, looking for Niji Sanji content or whatever, but I got recommended this stream. And it was one of the greatest streams that I've ever seen. She was giving her snakes little baths, chat! She had her little snakes and she was giving them a bath! Mike issue? And Mike is dead? I don't know why my mic is acting up. Hello? Oh, it's so left. I'll miss you, Lisa. I'll miss you. Lisa left, and so did Twitter. Twitter was like, nope. Not going to listen. Is it still bad? Mike is still weird? What the hell? I don't know how to fix it. I'm sorry. I don't know how to fix it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is it still bad? I can still hear you. Man. Maybe I should just call it and go to sleep. Maybe I should just call it and go to sleep. I don't know, man. I don't know. Disconnect and reconnect, Mike. I can't. It's connected to my phone. Is this still not? Is my computer still dead? I'll probably do. I'll try to do a Twitter space even before my regular stream time tomorrow, just to like pop in. Hey, I got a random water bottle. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, disconnect the both mic. Yeah, I wanna just like smash this shit. Yeah. I like your giggle. Okay. I just wanted to say again.
This was Mika Malatika's stream and she was bathing her snakes and it was magical. It was magical. I don't see a lot of YouTubers that own stuff like snakes or lizards, so when you do, it's like, oh my god. It's amazing. Oh, it's fixed? It's fixed. It's better now? What the hell? Who? Mika Malatika. She was washing her snakes. It's like magic. I wonder what happened. About this gecko ornament, that's a cute ornament. Hippo witch, it's a miracle. Oh, it's a miracle. Twitter shitty compression. Yeah, why is your cat in the sink? Did you all hear the writer of Higurashi Nomoneko is writing the new Silent Hill game? Ah.
Washing the snake sounds like Ayutthaya doesn't know. She has little snakes and she was giving them baths. It was wholesome. What are you talking about? It was wholesome, freaks. It's back again? Okay, I'm just gonna end it. Oh my god. Okay, good night, chat. I'm returning to AI. Good night. Good night, Pulse. Like, well, and I'm sorry again about the lack of streams. As much anger as you guys are for it to get back, I'll better. Good night!